This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I had a commentary on Friday. I just wrote it Friday right before the show began, and I read it on Friday's show to all of you, but I want to read it again today because so many of you, listen just for short bursts of time. You listen while you're in the car for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes when you're dropping the kids off, whatever, and you don't get every minute of every hour, and I think it's an important commentary that will tell you where our country's at. And it ran nationally syndicated around the country this weekend in newspapers through a Creator Syndicate. And it's titled, "We All Know Biden Is Not in Charge, So Who Is Really Running the Country? The Answer Will Shock You." I've given dozens of speeches across America in the past month in front of conservative crowds, business leaders, patriots, and Christians. I've told all of them my opinion that Joe Biden is a brain-dead zombie puppet, incapable of knowing the difference between his wife and his sister. I'm certain his wife, Jill, feeds him baby food in the White House basement in a mask. He should be in 24/7 nursing home care, not the presidency. He should be wearing a sign around his neck saying, "Hi, I'm Joe. If I get lost, please call my mommy, Jill, to come get me at 800 White House." Joe Biden is not running America. Check out poor Joe's press conferences. As soon as his empty mind starts to wander or the press asks him any question more difficult than what's your favorite flavor ice cream, someone cuts off his microphone. Who makes that decision? Who gives that order? Find that guy or group, because they are clearly more powerful than the President of the United States. That guy or group is the one running our country, not Joe Biden. Joe doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's signing. He's a puppet. He's a wooden dummy. But the real question is, who is the ventriloquist? This is clearly a communist takeover of the United States. Who is carrying out? Who is the real power behind the throne? Who is speaking and moving the lips when Biden's mouth opens? Here's my answer. There are three evil groups running the show. Number one, Barack Hussein Obama is back for his third term to finish the job he started, the destruction of America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and the great American middle class. And I say groups because it's not just Obama. It's Obama and friends. It's Obama and his communist cabal. It's Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and a few others, probably Ben Rhodes. Number two, make no mistake, Obama isn't the boss either. Evil billionaire George Soros is giving Obama his marching orders. In the end, money talks. Soros has all the money in the world, along with a burning passion to destroy America. Obama takes his orders from Soros. Obama is Soros' little, let's just say, witch with a B. And then we come to number three, the real power behind the throne, the boss of bosses, the capo di tutti, China and the Chinese Communist Party. That's who's running America. Everyone is taking orders from China and the CCP. China bribes all the politicians in America and around the world. Look no further than Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England. China bribes all the politicians around the world with billions in offshore bank accounts. China owns Biden and his family. China owns virtually the entire leadership of the Democrat Party and quite a few establishment rhino Republicans, too. It's easy to see China as the top dog. You'd have to be blind, deaf, or really dumb to not see that. Everything happening in Biden's first 10 months in office just happens to weaken and divide America while benefiting China. Open borders. Biden is inviting millions of poverty-stricken, diseased, illegal aliens into our country. COVID lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, massive inflation, the highest energy prices in years, massive job losses. See Friday's jobs report disaster. The idiotic, disgraceful withdrawal from Afghanistan. Massive welfare payments to Americans for not working. Bankrupting America with obscene spending plans. Raising the debt ceiling. Proposed tax rates higher than communist China. Using the FBI, DOJ, mainstream media, and social media to dispense propaganda and oppress, ban, and censor opposing viewpoints. Rooting patriots and warriors out of the military and replacing it with brainwashed communists and transsexuals. Defunding the police. Brainwashing our children with critical race theory. And using the FBI to arrest and intimidate parents speaking out at local school board meetings who don't want their children to be intimidated or brainwashed by critical race theory that America's evil and white people are evil. We are being hit from a thousand directions. It's all about weakening and destroying America while giving the advantage to China and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. It's all right out of the communist playbook, a combination of the Cloward Piven strategy that I learned at Columbia University alongside my classmate Barack Obama. That's how you know he's the real president. He's the one carrying out Cloward Piven. And Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky and dedicated to Lucifer, the devil. I explain this evil conspiracy in detail in my new number one national bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. But what matters now is how we respond. I believe the only answer is to fight fire with fire. No more playing nice, no more turning the other cheek. In my new book, I make the case why we must model Dr. Martin Luther King. It's time for protests, boycotts, strikes, intimidation, and civil disobedience. No more silent majority. We must become the loudmouth, in-your-face majority. We must become battle-hardened warriors. We are fighting a conspiracy of three of the most powerful evil groups in America's history, Obama and his communist cabal, Soros, and the Chinese Communist Party. And we must fight like our lives and our freedom depend on it, because they do. That's my column that's out, came out in newspapers around the country yesterday through Creator Syndicate, and is out at websites, conservative websites around the country as well. We all know Biden is not in charge, so who's really running the country? The answer will shock you. And speaking of how you handle someone who wants to destroy your life with civil disobedience and with strikes and boycotts and protests, what was going on the entire weekend with Southwest Airlines? You didn't hear it in the mainstream media. You didn't hear it from government. But the fact is, there was a massive sick out of literally thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of airline employees who don't want the vaccine, who will not inject their body with a poisonous jab that is an experimental for emergency use only vaccine. They will not do it. And so all the traffic controllers, air traffic controllers, and the pilots and the flight attendants and the mechanics staged a sick out. And there were not enough people to fly anyone on Southwest, and flights were canceled all over the United States. Go get them. Go Southwest employees. That's great. And this is what's going to happen all across America. You don't get it. You know, it's funny because liberals always love union goons. They love union strikes and union goons and union bosses making, you know, taking payoffs. Liberals love that stuff. They're always pro-union. So just think of us now as the deplorables union. We are not going to accept your bull you-know-what anymore. Your bullsh. We're not taking it anymore. And so you want to inject us? Your planes aren't going to fly. You want to inject us? No one's answering the next 911 call. You want to inject us? Someone's house on fire? Sorry, no one can make it. You want to get an ambulance because you're having a heart attack? Because you got the COVID jab, you moron? And so now you're dying of heart attack, you're having heart palpitations, you had heart inflammation, you were dumb enough to listen to the government, or you were forced to do it by your idiot employer in order to keep your job and your income flowing. I don't blame you. I blame your idiot employer. By the way, if you want to force us to get vaccines, obviously I'll fight you to hell. And I'm always going to be against that. To force someone against their will makes no sense in America. But if you are going to force us against our will, why would we not have the ability to sue you? How could you grant, how could you A, force against people's will to get vaccinated, and B, on the same token, give the jab companies, the vaccine companies, immunity? Immunity from lawsuits. Can you imagine the absurdity of putting those two together? Just absurd. But that's what's going on in the United States of America today. It's terrible, it's awful, it's horrible what's happened to our country. But the airlines are showing you how it's done. The airlines are showing you how it's done. The airline employees are bringing them to their knees. And I want all of us to bring all of them to their knees. All of them. Hundreds more Southwest flights canceled today after a brutal weekend as pilots fight the COVID vaccine mandate. Of course they do. In the military, nobody wants the vaccine. Policemen, no one wants the vaccine. Airline pilots are all ex-military. They don't want the vaccine. Smart people don't want the vaccine. Smart people understand lots of people have taken the vaccine and died or gotten crippled or had terrible adverse effects that maybe went away 2 weeks later. But in the next year, in the next 2 years, in the next 3 years, as Dr. Vladimir Zelenko tells you, it's not going away. It's coming back in a big way. It's going to cripple and kill a large portion of the people who got that vaccine. I don't know if they're all going to die, but I think they're all going to have health problems for the rest of their lives. Weakened immune system, autoimmune disease, terrible herpes or shingles outbreaks, blood clots, heart inflammation, strokes, you name it, all in store for people who take this vaccine. It clogs up your blood. It clogs up the lines going to your organs. So all these pilots have got it right. Civil disobedience.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save. save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I got this letter from one of my fans who listens to all of our shows, Thomas, in Connecticut. Thomas says it's, first of all, he's asking how come some people get the COVID jab and they die, and some people get the COVID jab and they're fine. I asked that question in the last segment of Dr. Zelenko, so he's trying to answer it for me. And it's, he's not the first one who said this. He's like the 10th who has said this exact thought. It's some get a lower dose, some get a placebo, some get a full dose. And on top of it, some people have great livers and kidneys, which, you know, are able to take the stuff in the vaccine and, you know, basically break it down. Some people really develop health issues sooner, some later, after months or a year or years. But it was their goal. It can't be right away obvious. Everyone can't just drop dead from the jab right away, or nobody want to take it. So they're giving the placebo to some, low dose to others, full dose to others. And he says, people, this is what Thomas says, this is his opinion, people will start hearing, I'm sorry, it's leukemia, but we have an experimental vaccine and pills for that. I'm sorry, you have cancer, but we have experimental vaccine and pills for that. I'm sorry, you have brain issues, but we have experimental vaccines and pills for that. Do you realize how doctors are in a huge conflict of interest, Thomas says. Those who care about health and actual science know very well that vaccines are dangerous, and traditional doctors all know it's a huge conflict of interest, or they are pressured by the owners of the hospital to concentrate on profit and only profit, not on well-being or the health of the sick and in despair. It is immoral, it is inhumane, it is totally sick. It must end ASAP, says Thomas. And again, I don't know, I'm not stating I know, this is not my comment, it's Thomas's comment, but I've had many other people, many of them really smart, say the same thing as Thomas. They believe the reason so many people are dropping dead from the vaccine, and so many others are getting crippled from the vaccine, and so many others say, oh, I had it, I'm fine. It's been 3 months and I'm great. I don't know what you're talking about, Wayne. is because they're giving a full dose to some, a small dose to others, and a placebo to others in one big giant medical experiment like Frankenstein. This is just one giant, biggest medical experiment in world history. And they can't, first of all, they want to see what the response is. If they give you a placebo, if they give you a big dose, if they give you a little dose, what are the responses? Test it. That's number one. And they can't tell you that, that you're a guinea pig, that you're a crash test monkey. They can't tell you that. And number two, if you gave everybody a full dose and large numbers of them died, nobody would ever take the vaccine again because they know it's deadly. So you give some people the big dose, some the lower, some the placebo, and therefore not everybody dies, and therefore it's not enough, big enough number. You know, we can cover up a fourth or a third. We can't cover up everybody. So it's kind of a mixed bag what the results are. And some people walk around telling everybody, I had the vaccine and I'm fine. I think two-thirds of everybody says, I had the vaccine and I'm fine. But one-third is either dead and they can't speak for themselves anymore or very, very ill. And I've seen all the articles. Those people are being ignored. Those poor people have gotten so screwed up from this vaccine and they keep asking for help. And there's nobody to help them because no doctor will admit that the vaccine did it to them. And you can't prove it. Only a doctor or a scientist can prove it. But they're all conflicted and paid off. Or just scared to death. I know for a fact. Doctors all over this country have gotten letters from their medical boards saying if you disparage the vaccine, we're taking away your medical license to practice medicine. And you will go broke. And you won't pay the fancy. You know, doctors are just like everybody else. People don't understand that. I love doctors. But doctors have big mortgages and hot wives, right? And so they don't want to be broke. They don't want to lose their house and be homeless. If they don't practice medicine, they have no way to earn a living. What are they going to do? Deliver mail? What, are you going to go from brain surgery to delivering the mail? Are you going to go from brain surgery to being a handyman and trim people's rose bushes? I mean, seriously, a guy goes to medical school for 14 years. Do you want him to clean toilet bowls? So when they get told, we'll take your medical license away, of course they're all shutting up. Even while people die by the thousands, they're shutting up because they don't want to lose everything they've worked their whole lives for. I get it. Sponsor this segment of the show, Tangible Investments, among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, awarded the PNG designation, meaning less than 1% will ever have this designation. It means they're the best in the world. And the biggest advantage, they just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metal dealer anywhere. So they can afford to give you great deals. They'll sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. What? Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. Just say root, and you get gold at a price no one in America can match. 800-300-8441. Toll free, 800-300-8441. One more time, 800-300-8441. 1% over the New York spot price of gold. Tangible, thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A FDA committee will meet to discuss authorizing COVID vaccine boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The meeting's set to happen Thursday and Friday. The FDA panel will also look at data of a booster that differs from the original vaccine received and is described as a mix-and-match booster. The Moderna and J&J boosters are being considered for adults 18 and up only. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today in Yuma to talk with Customs and Border Protection officials. Graham expected to address the issue of security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Graham is touring illegal immigrant processing facilities and meeting with border officials. President Biden has yet to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Alarouche, some of the news you need to know. First of all, Superman is now going to come out this week as bisexual. Because everyone needs heroes. That's what DC Comics says. Everyone needs heroes. So, hey, if you're one of those people who likes both men and women, transsexuals, 12 different kinds all at the same time, you got your new hero, Superman! I mean, our country is so lost, it's beyond belief. We're in the most corrupt period in the history of the world. We're at the end of Rome. At the end of Rome, they were all in orgies. They were all doing everything and every person. It didn't matter what race or sex or anything. And in the end, it didn't work out too well. They also bankrupted Rome. They also had too many wars around the world, too many armies around the world. They taxed their citizens too much. Any of this sound kind of familiar to you? And this just in, the governor of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, has done something wonderful today, because he's so scared, I think, of my buddy Alan West beating him in the GOP primary. Governor Abbott has just banned vaccine mandates by any entity in Texas. Doesn't matter if you're public or private or anything else, you cannot mandate vaccines in Texas. Looks like Wayne Root may be Texas bound. There may be no other choice if they mandate vaccines in Nevada. Wayne Root is off to Texas, my new home. How do you like that? Thank you, Governor Abbott. Whether or not I think you're a rhino, you did something really good today, even if it was because you were forced to do it. We've got Patrick Basham as our guest. He's director of the Democracy Institute. Patrick, welcome to the Wayne Alarouche Show. How are you, my man?
I'm great, Wayne. You know, in showbiz, they say never follow animals, pets, or small children. You're asking me to follow a bisexual Superman? This isn't fair.
That's a big follow. That's a big ask. I got to tell you something. You know, in the whole country, there's no other host, no show you could be on. I don't care if it's Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or anybody else. There's no other show, Patrick, where the host is as convinced as me. If I had $12 million in the bank, I would bet the entire $12 million that the election was stolen. So I'm on your team 110%. I know it's true in every inch of my blood, my capillaries, my veins. This election was stolen, and you now have an article out that answers the question, was the election stolen? Cover story for the October issue of Chronicles Magazine. Tell us about it. How can you piece together the proof that the election was stolen?
Well, you know, you don't even have to look at the allegations, the proof of fraud or legal voting. Just have to use common sense and some basic arithmetic, because what I do is I go through everything from the census data on who voted and how many voted, all of the historical trends, everything we know about what makes up a winning or a losing presidential campaign. It doesn't matter which metric, which yardstick, which trend you want to look at. By any historical standard, Trump had to win this election based on both the votes he did get and everything that led up to Election Day. There's simply no other way of looking at it, right? I just give you one example, kind of a bundle of evidence in one example. There are 15-20 predictive metrics which over the last number of decades have been 100% correct in predicting who wins the presidential election. Everything from party registration trends, lawn signs, number of small donors, how many votes the candidates got in their primaries, you name it. These things are never, ever wrong. Every one of them said Trump would win in 2016, as he did. Every single one of them said Trump would win in 2020, which means that if he didn't win, if Biden actually won, not only would all these metrics have to be wrong for the first time ever, they'd all have to be wrong for the first time ever in the very same election, at the same time for the first time ever. It just defies logic and common sense. It doesn't matter how you slice and dice the statistics, the numbers, the polling, all of it. There is no way this thing adds up. It just is impossible. Okay, that's not even touching on illegal votes and fraud and all of that stuff. It's just
right.
You just can't make statistical sense of this.
Right, but let me mention, Patrick, that, you know, I'm a professional gambler. I don't know if you know that, but aside from being a nationally syndicated conservative talk show host, I've got a major company. I took public on Wall Street, and it's in the sports gambling arena. We've got gambling licenses in I believe it's now 9 states around the country and many more to come. And all I could tell you is I made a big bet on Trump on election night. And very few people understand that around the world, with betting coming in at the moment, the votes are coming in, and the bettors are very smart. Who's going to risk $100,000 when you know, on Trump, say, 5 minutes from now, they declare Biden the winner? Makes no sense. That's why the people who watch and make bets on election night are very smart people who understand what they're seeing in front of them with the votes coming in, votes being tallied. And Trump went from a slight underdog when the election night started to a 6-1, 7-1, 8-1 favorite. He was running away with the election, and at that moment they stopped counting for the night. And when he woke up in the morning, they found hundreds of thousands to zero in favor of Joe Biden. It's ridiculous. So the reality is that, you know, even from a professional gambler's standpoint, Wayne Root, it's impossible that he was at 8-1 and then Biden won only after they stopped counting and all the witnesses went home for the night.
No, that's right. And one of the other interesting things, one of the other predictors on the betting side is, you know, people will look at the odds and they'll say, oh, Biden's the favorite. But what those odds tell you is the volume of money in total that's been bet. The thing that I look at, the thing that predicts what happens in an election, is the number of individual bettors who have put down money, whether it's $5 or $5 million, right? And in 2020, just like in 2016,
yes,
guess who the most bettors wagered on? They wagered on Trump.
Trump, of course.
Right? And,
yeah, but the big money was on Hillary, and the big money was probably on Biden.
Exactly.
And it didn't matter. It's
exactly
the little votes that matter. I agree with you. That's exactly right. That represents voters, right?
Yeah, it's just like fundraising. It's not the volume of the amount of money you raise that says whether you're going to win. It's how many individual people donated to you. Because,
right,
because you only get one vote no matter how rich you are. Maybe if you're George Soros, you get more than one vote, arguably, but that's another conversation, mm-hmm, I guess.
Well, if you're George Soros, you know, you might get a billion votes. That's, you know, he's probably the guy that paid for the stealing of the election, and he's the one who brought in all the fake ballots, you know. So it, certainly in Pennsylvania, if you're George Soros, you get about 950,000 votes after election day. That's probably what he paid for, is $1 billion worth of fake votes in Pennsylvania when Trump had an 800,000 person lead. Talk about bellwether counties and bellwether states.
Yeah, sure. There are counties and states around the country that over decades have indicated who's going to win. Like since 1990, there are 19 counties across the country who voted for every winner, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. This 40-year trend unbroken until 2020. And in 2020, Trump won 18 of these 19 counties. He won all of them in 2016 and won. He won 18 of 19 in 2020. They've always predicted the president since 1980, and somehow in 2020, 18 out of 19 wasn't good enough, and he loses. And the bellwether states like Ohio and Florida and Iowa, these are states that always vote together, and when they vote together, they always predict the president. Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. And guess what happened in 2020? The same thing as in 2016. Trump wins them all comfortably, wins them surprisingly comfortably, according to the experts, so-called, and he ends up somehow not winning the election. You know, all of these states that vote in tandem, just all of these just rely, incredibly, almost guarantors of an electoral outcome. It is incredible how every one of these predictive metrics was completely upset. Right? It's just never happened before.
Yeah,
it's impossible. Doubt it'll happen again unless Trump runs in 2024.
Yeah, it's just impossible. You can't win every single bellwether county and bellwether state and wind up losing the election. You and I both know that at that moment he was running away with an 8-1 landslide in betting around the world. It was because he had won every state he had to. No, by the way, no one had ever lost the presidency when you win Florida, Ohio, and Iowa. And he had won Florida, Ohio, and Iowa. All that was left was him to close out his gigantic leads in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Those are the four. If he closed those out, he wins an electoral landslide. And those are the four that stopped counting, along with North Carolina. You know what I'm amazed at, Patrick? That they didn't steal the election in North Carolina. Somehow he held on in that one state out of the five that stopped the counting.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I don't know if they were asleep at the wheel or they believed their own publicity that they really thought they had North Carolina. It was always going to be, you know, relatively close. But I think that's one where they took their foot off the gas, where in other places, you know, they went turbocharged, obviously, in the states you mentioned, and Pennsylvania, and just went crazy. It's a phenomenal national achievement, using that term very loosely and perversely, in terms of what was pulled off. I don't think anyone really could have believed that they would be able to pull off something so difficult, given how popular Trump was. You know, you have the president who has received more votes as president than anyone in history, right? With presidents, when they run for re-election, if they gain more votes, they have more votes than the first time, they always win. Obama lost several million in 2012, but he still won. Trump gained an enormous, millions of new voters, right?
Yeah, 12, 13 million. Didn't he gain like 11 million? I think he went from 63 to 74. He gained 11 million plus, like 11,500,000. An amazing development. Hey, Patrick, we got to run. The music's on. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute, I think, right along with Wayne Allyn-Root, on the money. We both know that election was rigged and stolen. I don't know if anything's ever going to come of it. But I certainly know that Trump is the real president of the United States and Joe Biden is not. Patrick, thank you so much for helping to illuminate. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to getting the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers. So here's the choice. Some people say the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show, sonsoflibertycbd.com. All of you know I work out hard every day, 90 minutes a day. I try and never miss 90 minutes, but occasionally I fail, and I do 60. Not too bad. 60 minutes on my worst days. Today I did 90, by the way. And when you're 60 years old and you're doing 60 to 90 minutes of workouts, that should be the name of a new TV series for seniors. 60 for 60. When you do 60 to 90 minutes, you are sore, aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Redskin and Raider quarterback, who is also now a senior citizen, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. It'll heal your body. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But sonsoflibertycbd.com does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real. It's mainstream and it works. And for my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product forever if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root 15 at checkout and get up to a 25% discount on every product forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. All right, so I was talking to you about all the flights on Southwest Airlines. And, of course, Southwest blames the cancellations on a worker shortage and not on a sick out over the vaccine mandate. But that's a lie. We all know that. That's a total lie. And here's a guy who just sent a text. This photo was just sent to me of a grounded Southwest plane flying a Gadsden flag out of the cockpit. The hero pilots at Southwest and all the other airlines deserve our support. True patriots worthy of the American freedom fighter tradition. Don't tread on me. So, of course, it was based on sick outs, based on vaccine mandates. These are heroes. These pilots are all ex-military. They don't want to die. They know the vaccine is killing people. And Southwest, for whatever reason, has the most, I guess, the most conservative pilots, the most military-oriented, former military pilots. Southwest was once again at the top of the cancellation list today. 356 cancellations as of this writing. 23% of the day's 1,539 total cancellations. So there were over 1,000, over 1,500 cancellations today, but it wasn't all Southwest. So that means all the airlines, same problem, same issue. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, who's been the best on this issue, tweeted out, as a loyal Southwest customer who has been flying safely through the pandemic and is utterly opposed to vaccine mandates, I'm asking, stop the madness before more damage is done. Needless to say, shares in Southwest were way down. They cratered today. And Ron Paul is on to something. U.S. Senator, former U.S., they put former U.S. Senator, but it's actually his son is a senator, Rand Paul. He was a former congressman. Dr. Ron Paul had a Monday op-ed where he calls it a rebellion. Yes, he's from Texas, by the way. Ron Paul was from Texas. His son is a senator from Kentucky. But he calls it a rebellion. The incredible cruelty and folly of forced vaccines finally came home to roost. The vaccine mandate backlash has been bubbling just under the surface, but now it's spilled out into the open, threatening to completely derail an already crumbling economy and to obliterate a deeply unpopular U.S. president administration. Seemingly out of nowhere, what appears to be a Southwest Airlines rebellion has taken flight this weekend. According to media reports, scores of pilots have coordinated the taking of sick days to use them up in advance of a Southwest Airlines mandate to get the jab or lose your job. You know, this is what many people have been recommending when I wrote this book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and I say civil disobedience is the only way for conservatives. A lot of people have said to me that if everybody quit their jobs on the same day, the entire Vegas, no employees at Venetian, no employees at Wynn, if everyone would stick together, you could defeat this in a day. They'd have no choice but to take everyone back and undo the vaccine mandate. But three-quarters of them have already taken their shots. Three-quarters of them in almost every industry have already taken their shots. So you can't make everybody undo what they've done. So you can't be the one who says, I'm sick out and I'm going to quit today or I'm going to let myself be fired in a week. And make that threat mean something if you're only 20% and the other 80 have taken their vaccines like good, obedient little sheeple. And they're willing to fall on the sword and die to keep their checks coming. The rest of you can't do it because you need everyone to go along with it. Every pilot has to go along. Every cop has to go along. Every fireman has to go along. Every paramedic has to go along. Every nurse has to go along. And even if it's just 30% of the nurses and 30% of the cops and 30% of the pilots, you need every one of that 30% to be willing to hold, and they will not be able to run their businesses. They've got to undo the mandate. But man, you've got to stick together. Give the middle finger to Joe Biden. F Joe Biden. F your company. F Southwest. If you want me to die and take that poisonous jab, I'm putting you out of business. Do it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
3.